Anchorites, Steve here, Dice Roll Zine. It's Tuesday, I'm on my lunch break. I got a quick one for today. Topics are going to be Wizards of the Coast, Cubicle 7 Warhammer, and time. We'll see if we can get all three in real quick today. First off, I'd like to thank my callers from last episode about to screen or not to screen. That is the question. I was graced with the wonderful call-ins from Matt and from Tim and from Jason. So I'd like to thank those guys for calling in and giving me their opinions and contributing to the DM screen or not conversation. That was pretty cool. Thanks, guys. Oh, I got music here. Let me turn down a little bit. I'm listening to some Bathory here. Sorry for you heavy metal fans. So today's topics, Wizards of the Coast. 5th edition. I was involved doing some of the playtest, not in any official capacity other than just being a playtester. For D&D Next back in to whenever that was, 2012, some shit like that. I've played 5th edition. It's not really my cup of tea. It's a bit too complex for me. I kind of like the basic rules and the whole idea behind that. It reminded me a lot of, you know, older school stuff. I found once you get up 5th, 6th, 7th levels, things start to get a little crazy again, and all kinds of powers, and it starts to feel real video gamey. Anyway, I don't want to turn this into edition bashing. That's not what my point of the topic was today. I kind of dig it, 5th edition, but it's just not my cup of tea. I'll leave it at that. But what I really want to bring up is the next couple releases by Wizards of the Coast. We've got Dragon Heist, and we've got In the Dungeons of the Mad Mage, kind of an Undermountain thing going on. And for those of us in the OSR, a couple of familiar names have cropped up in these things. We've got Kyle and we've got Dyson. These two dudes are going to be involved in the next two releases from Wizards of the Coast. So, I don't know about you guys, but that's kind of got me a little bit more intrigued about these things. I mean, from what I've read online, so far Dragon Heist and In the Dungeons of the Mad Mage seem interesting to me. Much more so than anything else I've seen put out by Wizards of the Coast for 5th edition, Beyond the Core Rulebooks. I have really been into any of these big, long, overarching campaign things, and I don't really like the more splatty-type books of Xanthar's Guides or whatever. It's just not my thing. And maybe if I was playing 5th edition, I might be into them. But at any rate, so the Dragon Heist and this Into the Dungeons thing with Kyle and Dyson, it's kind of got me a little more intrigued. I don't know why. Maybe it's the OSR guy in me who because I've seen those guys work. I like what they do. Dyson's, I mean, the king of fucking maps, man. And Kyle's pretty cool. But I mean, Blood and the Chocolate, I mean, fuck, that's pretty fucking awesome, if you ask me. But at any rate, just wondered what anybody thought of that. Whether, because there's more of an OSR connection there, if you guys are more interested in these things that Wizards of the Coast are putting out, or maybe you think it's just some kind of angle to appeal to OSR gamers or something. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, let me know your thoughts about that. Second, Cubicle 7, Warhammer, 4th edition. First off, anybody think Warhammer Fantasy Roleplaying is an old school game? OSR game? I sure as fuck do. I played the shit out of that game back in the 80s. It was like my second favorite game other than Dungeons & Dragons. I mean, I loved Warhammer. I loved fantasy battles. I loved the fantasy role-playing game. I loved everything about it. So I'm kind of intrigued by this 4th edition, because they're Cubicle 7 is apparently kind of going back a little bit to 1st edition with a little bit of the improvements from 2nd edition thrown in, if you want to call them improvements. That's a matter of taste, I suppose. I was never into the 3rd edition game. I don't even remember who the fuck put that out, but it seemed like an abomination to me. But there's just so much crap that came with the game. It didn't even seem like a role-playing game anymore to me. But I don't know. That's just my opinion. Maybe it's not worth a hill of beans, but I'm a really big first edition Warhammer guy. So I'm kind of intrigued by what they're doing for fourth edition. So if any of you guys out there are interested in letting me know what you think about that, that would be super cool. Lastly, time. Who the fuck has time to run campaigns these days? I don't know. Do you prefer to do that? Do you guys prefer campaigns? Or do you prefer short, episodic type things? I mean, do you run mini campaigns? Do you prefer one shots? I mean, it's hard for me. I mean, I'm maybe a bit different. I'm an older guy. I'm 46, turning 47 in a couple months, and I've got a kid that's turning one next week. So I don't have any freaking time for anything, it seems. But I don't know if that would really change if I didn't have such a young kid, my wife and I. I mean, it's hard when you're an adult and you've got a full-time job and running a household and looking after a kid and all that kind of great adult responsibility stuff. I mean, we had gobs of time back when we were young and didn't have any responsibilities. But given the amount of time that we have these days, other than making it to cons, I mean, I don't make it to cons. I mean, there's not really any good ones up here. Probably shouldn't say that. I haven't seen enough of them up here to really say whether they're all good or bad. I only know of a few here in my area in Toronto, so. Sorry about that, folks. I was just getting a call there. So time. Was that where I was? Yeah. What do you have the time to do? Do you have time to run campaigns? Do you have time? Do you run short little campaigns? Do you like to do one-offs? I prefer campaigns, but I have a really hard time keeping everybody scheduled and doing that kind of thing with my home group. Right now I'm playing with a bunch of guys with Matt Jackson and Jason Hobson and Tim, apparently, he wasn't at the last session, and a few other guys, and I don't really know them that much. It's just an online game. Matt has said he was looking for some players, so I hopped in and decided I was going to play, and he was gracious enough to let me, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, it's hard having the time to schedule a regular game. So what do you guys do? What do you prefer? Anyway, I'm a bit rambly today because I'm on my lunch break and I'm kind of scatterbrained and I'm hungry. So I'm going to check out now. So thanks for listening. If you want to get a hold of me, you can call in here or you can get me on the Google Pluses. It's plus Steve C. And actually, I'm on the Twitters as well, if you can believe it or not. I generally hate Twitter, but I try to keep it, you know, just to gaming related stuff. So that's at Hogtown Games, if you're on the Twitters. At any rate, I'm out of here. Have a good one. Cheers. Folks, this is Steve here again. Apparently, I'm calling into my own show because I fucked up in my episode today at lunchtime talking about the next two Wizards of the Coast releases. Apparently, Kyle and Dyson are involved in the dungeons of the Mad Mage or Archmage or whatever the fuck the title is, and not Dragon Heist. So, fuck Dragon Heist. Actually, no, I'm just kidding. Dragon Heist still sounds like a pretty cool kind of book to me, at least when I did some fact checking. it's kind of a city-based thing, so that seems like it should be pretty cool. I don't know if it's going to be kind of avant-garde cool and useful cool, like, you know, Vornheim by Zach Sabbath or anything like that, but we'll see. The other thing I didn't do, well, I thanked my callers, Tim, Matt, and Jason, but I didn't identify who they are. If you guys here in the Anchorage world don't know who they are, that would be Tim Shorts, Gothridge Manor, Matt Random, Matt Jackson, whatever name he's going by this week, and Jason Hobbs, of course, of the internationally acclaimed podcast Hobbs and Friends of the OSR, who also does a wonderful thing here on Anchor called Random Screen. So those are the dudes who I was talking about. So anyway, later.
Hey Steve, Tim Shorts from Gothridge Manor here. What the hell, you're expecting us to answer three questions with a 1 minute call-in? Yeah, and then I'm talking about this. First off, what was the question? I don't even forgotten everything right there. I'll go with the time one. Time is tough to find a campaign. I'm going to start mine, but just trying to coordinate time with everybody is a difficult thing. The Wizards of the Coast thing, yeah, I'm on board. Dyson and those guys on there. I'm not a big 5th edition person, but I will play it, and I do have the books because I do like reading about them. And the hell if I can remember what the other one was, because you asked too many questions and I don't have enough time to think about it. All right, I'll call back when I figure it out. Hey, Steve, Tim again. I remember the second part, and it was having to do with Warhammer. I've never played Warhammer, the role-playing game. In the past, I've played the miniature game. I had this guy who ran the games. He was a carpenter, so he kind of built the entire landscape and all the buildings and the layers, and it was, you know, incredible. Once you do that, I mean, playing anywhere else was not as fun. But no experience with Warhammer. Maybe you need to run a game sometime. I'd love to give it a sample because it always sounded cool to me. Whatever edition you run, it'd be good. So I'm going to put that back on you, bud. So run us a game and show us how cool it is. All right, I'm out.
Hey, Steve. Jason Hobbs here of the internationally acclaimed podcast, Hobbs and Friends of the OSR, or from here at Anchor, Random Screed. I'm calling in reference to the June 5th episode of Dice Roll Podcast or whatever the hell it's called. Hey, WotC. Fuck WotC. Who cares? I play some 5th edition. Dyson makes maps for everything. He's not just an OSR mapper. And Kyle Chenier, he doesn't even want to be in the OSR anymore. He distanced himself from the OSR. So screw that guy too. Kyle, if you're listening, mostly just kidding. Warhammer. Fuck Warhammer. It's an English thing. You're American. Except for you, Steve. You're Canadian. Time. Hey, if you want time, you got to make time. Lastly, I'm mostly joking about everything in this.
Steve Cook, Jay Murphy with the Vanishing Tower podcast, wanted to chime in on time and campaigns. And even though my time is more constrained due to being an adult, I find that I prefer campaigns. They're much more satisfying. And I'll put it on the shelf for a while if it has to be. One shots, I just can't seem to get excited about putting the time and energy into. Thanks.